I like that music.
Do you?
Yeah. Sounds like the ice cream man coming down the street on a hot day.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Yay.
On a hot day, that, you know.
Yeah. Crude oil prices are going up. Brent crude surging to $86, $87 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate up to $79, $80 a barrel. So we're seeing the immediate impact of what's unfolding in the Middle East in real time. What does that mean for you at the gas pump? Let's talk about it. Patrick DeHaan, the senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com. Patrick, good to have you back. We're starting to see these prices go back up. What does it mean for us?
Yeah, exactly right. And probably we'll start noticing more of that even today. As you mentioned, crude oil prices up pretty dramatically yesterday. And looks like we're continuing to climb this morning up another 2.5% to $80 a barrel. What it means is that we'll probably see the national average reaching $4 a gallon. That could happen here later this week. The national average is at 381. In Michigan, we're already a little bit higher at 390. I believe that in very short order, we could see prices in Michigan jumping as they do during cycling days, I think today or tomorrow. I don't see how they'd wait until tomorrow, given the wholesale price went up yesterday. But we could see a fairly big jump starting today. It could be tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, the jump that we saw in the market yesterday, stations were paying that last night, and they haven't yet passed it along. So it's coming. It's just a matter of when.
Is this a short-term spike, or should we prepare for prices to kind of continue climbing throughout the rest of the summer?
You know, I'd like to think it's a short-term spike, but, I mean, the entire, you know, memorandum of understanding, the ceasefire is now behind us, and there's new attacks. So I don't think it's going to be short-term for now, but I don't know how long-term it's going to be either, right? This is one of those things where I don't have a crystal ball, and it really is contingent on how long the situation escalates. And that's the phase we're back into. And by the way, it's not just the Strait of Hormuz. In the last 6 weeks, we've seen more and more Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries. And I want to say probably a fourth of the time that you guys have me on, it's something about a refinery here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And though those refineries overseas are not in our backyard, Russia is such a significant exporter of diesel. 1 in 9 barrels of diesel produced comes from Russia. Not anymore because of the attacks. Russia has banned exports. They're keeping all of their products in their country because there's not enough fuel for even themselves. They mm-hmm. have not enough fuel to even export. And so part of why we're going to be digging deeper is not just the Strait of Hormuz, though that is the biggest shift, but it's also because Ukraine is attacking Russian oil refineries. And you can't build an oil refinery overnight. And that's the problem. You know, a lot of Americans look at the price of oil. We talk about oil every day. But oil is only one of the components in gasoline. And the other factor here is that just there's not, you know, you can't build another refinery overnight. So I'm expecting to see prices at the retail level go up probably as early as today. How long they stay there? Well, we have a short-term potential escalation with the U.S. and Iran. And I think the Ukraine-Russia situation, the attacks on refineries, that may be longer lasting.
Yeah.
I think Ukraine mm-hmm. is figuring out a way to really stick it to Russia.
So if you go back to before this conflict started, a cost of a barrel, and I don't know the exact number, but it was around $65 a barrel. And then we saw the price jump. Is the jumping off point now, if this continues to escalate, are we jumping off from $80 a barrel? And what does that do for the cost?
Yeah, there's been a lot of the comparison of pre-war. You know, the price of oil was this, the price of gasoline was that. There's a lot to explain the disconnect. The seasonality, the summer blends that we've been switched to kind of distort that. In addition, the lack of refinery capacity overseas distorts that. Higher demand distorts that. You know, so we'd probably see the national average at over $4 a gallon, even though oil just hit $80. I know a lot of people will say, well, back in 2008, it didn't hit $4 until oil hit $150. But that's only looking at the price of oil, right? If you look at inflation of wages, property taxes, property values, the cost of doing business, all of that's gone up. So there's not really a magic ratio that really exists anymore. Some of it is seasonality. That is, if we're in January, $80 oil is going to bring us a vastly lower price because lower demand and cheaper winter gasoline. But on top of that, that's why I mentioned the Russia, the attacks on Russian refineries, is that's leading to a bit of a disconnect right now. So, you know, for the time being, $80 oil is probably going to mean close to $4 gasoline. And that's because of all the things I mentioned, the cost of business, taxes have gone up. Michigan's gasoline tax has gone up dramatically since people make that 2008 comparison.
If you were advising, you know, drivers on what to expect between now and Labor Day, Patrick, would you tell them to fill up before that road trip now, or do you think there's still a chance that prices could ease again?
You know, I really don't see much of that potential. There's more risk to the upside right now than downside. If you're listening this morning, I'd probably fill my tank up because I'm expecting prices in Michigan to go back above the $4 a gallon mark. They could hit $4.19. They could go even higher than that. So I'm seeing that stations in real time this morning, anyone that's got a tanker truck paid a lot more for that gasoline. And that's why it's very likely in my head that sometime today or tomorrow we'll start to see prices go up. And then for the rest of the summer, based on where we are, unless there's de-escalations with the U.S. and Iran, I do think we'll probably stick closer to the $4 or even above the $4 mark. It's a developing situation, right? Gasoline and oil prices almost never hold still. As long as there's new news, as long as there's continued escalations and attacks, you know, this is a kind of a daily, you know, if you watch the price of oil, it's moving constantly.
Yeah.
So gasoline is going to be moving constantly based on whatever the new developments look like. And I wish I had that crystal ball to tell you it's going to be higher today or lower tomorrow. But for now, it looks like the trend is going to be upward. And I think it could last at least a few weeks.
Well, if you do ever do get that crystal ball going and you want to tell us lottery numbers, we'd appreciate that too.
You know, as long as I get a hand in the winnings.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. Patrick DeHaan, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. And of course, the DOJ is looking into, you know, whether or not these gas stations are price gouging, companies are price gouging, things like that. So that's all in the fold as well. Coming up on the other side, what happens to mechanics in a time when cars are getting more technologically savvy? It's next.